Should we podcast?
Oh, yeah.
You know that thing that we're ostensibly here for.
And buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos Nothing podcast.
Oh, shit. With your hosts,
Tulsa,
James,
and Jenna.
It's been a while. I haven't been here
a rusty.
In 2 weeks. 3 weeks now.
Gotta kind of shake that off.
Yeah. I was out for a week, and then we didn't record last week. So it's been a while for me.
Yeah. Stupid Labor Day, thinking we get a day off.
God.
Oh, bullshit.
Fuck, that was...
Hey, guys, what are you drinking?
I don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
I have no drink in front of me, which I blame James for.
I have a coaster. Oh. Yeah, that's fair.
Well,
that's
fair. Let me help you guys with this situation.
Ooh. All right.
I have drinks for you, but they come with a story. So, Romance Wars.
Is the story a chaser or a...
No, story's happening first.
Oh.
Okay. Romance Wars, you fill out a little sheet. Mm-hmm. For listeners, the Romance Wars is kind of like Secret Santa. At the Renaissance Festival,
mm-hmm.
you get somebody that you give presents to, and somebody gets you and gives you things.
Yeah.
And it's not romantic. It's just called the Romance Wars. Yeah. Love and romance at the Renaissance, blah, 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 whatever.
And you get to do things for people that would, in a dating situation, be romantic. You can.
You can. You certainly can. And so so you fill out a little sheet with the things that you like.
Mm-hmm.
And what I put on my sheet was coffee and booze.
Oh.
For like drinks. What kind of drinks do you like? I like coffee and booze.
Fair enough.
This is an accurate statement. And so like last weekend, not yesterday, last weekend, but the weekend prior, they sent me two gifts over Labor Day weekend. One of them was... two cans of nitrous cold brew. Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
And then on Monday, they sent me, I don't remember the name of it. Buzzball.
Buzzball. Yeah,
yeah, it was a lime margarita buzzball.
Mm-hmm.
For surviving the weekend, right?
Yeah.
So this weekend...
Sure, that's what it was.
they sent me a lot of nice stuff, including a lovely Lady of the Lake silk scarf.
Fuck yes.
In like this vibrant purple with little bits of red in it.
Oh, shit.
That's a coup right there.
Oh, buddy, that is one of the most Jenna scarves to ever exist.
Yeah.
And they had a little note talking about how awesome I am with a drawing of a red panda on it.
Oh, it was so cute.
That's so cute.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, they've got you pegged.
Well, all right.
But in the note, what they said was, I was thinking about this, and what's better than coffee and booze, but coffee with booze?
Mm.
So they sent me coffee with booze.
Mm-hmm.
However.
It's a coffee stout?
It's a coffee stout.
Oh, shit.
So you guys are about to drink Guinness Nitro Cold Brew Coffee.
Fuck yes.
All right.
These
are still cold, too.
Yeah. I pulled them straight out of the fridge.
Oh.
So that is for you, because, of course, we know I don't... And I tried a sip of... because Joe had one last night. I gave one to my boyfriend.
Well, all right.
And he was like, you can try a sip. I don't think you're going to like this. And I'm like, well, I have to know.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I tried a sip, and he was correct. I did not enjoy that experience. Yeah. So that is what I have for the two of you to drink tonight.
Awesome.
Meanwhile, I'll be drinking Superior Craft Elixir's ginger beer.
Yeah.
A sparkling refreshment.
Right.
So there's the story, and there's your booze.
Hey.
Well, to whoever Jenna's secret romance, whatever
secret
person
admirer is fine.
Yeah.
We will enjoy these by proxy.
Yes.
For her. I'm not enjoying this for me. I am enjoying this for Jenna.
Yes, absolutely.
Just want to make sure that is completely clear.
Yeah. So, also this ginger beer is still delicious, so.
Oh, even the foam is good on that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck yes.
Yeah, I tried a sip and instantly despised it.
Oh, my God.
I'm having that.
And the thing is, like, given the description, coffee and booze, like, you would think this is the ultimate in things that I would enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
But I forgot to say I don't like beer, so... I am hoping word travels back to whomever my person is that beer isn't my thing.
Sure, and... as long as they don't feel like they messed up or anything like that, you know.
Yeah, like that's
it's
a
still
thing
a very
too
thoughtful
there's
gift
a third one here. I don't need it. So
yeah, is it?
You figured
what?
Oh.
I didn't see a third one.
Never
did you
heard
see
of it.
All right, here we go.
All right, some lawn chairs.
Ginger beer. It's the only kind of beer I like.
Oh, fuck, that's good.
Holy shit.
Oh. That is a coffee fairy and a beer fairy just had sex in my mouth.
So good money shot?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
No, I'm having that. All right.
Yeah.
What else did you do, Jenna?
Oh God, in the past 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Fuck. Well, there's this thing called the Renaissance Festival. And there's a fencing booth there.
Never heard of it.
Last Sunday I was at a fencing booth thing with James.
Never heard of it.
Oh shit, yes.
That was for you, James.
Thank you.
God, I'm being so giving tonight.
That's true.
But yeah, I did those things.
Like that once.
Probably more than one.
I mean, I did bring Joe, so not like this last weekend, but like to a fencing booth thing with James.
Well, there is that.
That has happened.
Fuck that. Yeah, these are delightful.
I'm glad you guys enjoy
it. Holy shit.
I desperately want to talk about what I've been gifting to my Romance Wars person, but on the very off chance that they listen or they know somebody that listens, I'm just like,
yeah, no, we know.
That'll happen.
But I've been doing so good. But yeah, so yeah.
Once everything is revealed, we can have a full rundown.
I think one thing that you and I should both talk about is tourney.
Oh shit! Yes.
So we can just kind of do that as a group activity. So yeah, tourney happened. I did not fight this year.
Yeah.
You were sorely missed. For a couple of reasons, my back has been acting up. And although I am getting better, I'm still not confident in it.
Yeah,
fair.
And you don't want to make it worse before it gets better.
Yeah, also half of Booth was participating in the tourney.
Yeah,
which is rough. I might be an operations person and help to make things go.
Yeah, you were sorely needed this year, especially.
So Josh won the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Surprising no one.
This is his
third. Our boy has a talent.
It has been decided because this is his third fencing tournament that he has won.
Yep.
He is now mastered out and will not be participating in future ones.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
He turned his wooden cup into a trophy, which is pretty great.
It was nice. Pretty fantastic.
Nice.
For listeners, the first place winner of the tournament gets they're handed a mug handle.
Mm-hmm.
That they can get to take down to Mug of the Woods and get the rest of the mug to go with that handle.
To choose which one they want.
Since Josh won tourney last year and already had a Mug of the Woods mug, he got the second handle and just had them put the handle
on the other side.
On the other side.
Nice.
To create his own trophy.
That's fantastic.
So,
it's really good.
So he has his trophy mug, but then he also got a handleless mug.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That's what that asshole did.
No, that's fantastic.
I was tempted to ask you if it might be possible to turn a sippy cup lid that we could stick in the top of that fucking thing so that it looks
he does
like
need
a baby
something
cup.
Like that.
Yeah. It would be so good.
Give me
the internal dimensions.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, I need to measure your cup. No reason. That's going to go well.
Just borrow it while he's ringing. He'll never notice.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then hand it to him like you just filled it, and he'll be grateful. It's perfect.
Yeah.
You can be devious. I never knew.
No, I just... No.
Yes.
Like, is that?
Yes.
Okay.
It is devious. Yep. It is a very kind-hearted and positive deviousness, but it is still deviousness.
All right. Okay, I'll take it. Hey.
You look so
Mm. Never knew I had it in me.
All right. Anyway.
So, yeah, I didn't participate, but I did help out. It was a fantastic tourney all around. There was only one active injury that happened in the ring, where somebody decided to drop because they didn't want to make things worse.
Right.
But we had a couple other people drop due to non-fencing injuries. Yeah. One of them had just recovered from COVID.
Yep.
But wasn't fully recovered and was just having problems with it, so he dropped. And that's beautiful. Please take care of yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other one was somebody who had run to go use a priv, and on his way back, tripped and fell and skinned his knees.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Real fucking bad.
Oh, no.
And it just wasn't stopping bleeding or anything. And he was like, I'm out.
Yeah.
I was glad that for all of the things that happened over tourney, most of it wasn't us.
Yeah. Mm. Well, if I remember correctly, the person who was actively injured was not wearing what I would consider to be
correct. Yeah, he was coverage. Injured in a place that had he had it covered, it wouldn't have been an issue anyway.
Yeah.
That was a choice he made. He signed a waiver.
Yep.
This is why you wear enough protective gear.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Jesus Christ, yeah. There's a reason that we're idiots and went into the ring last year with no shirts on for a halftime show. Because we're idiots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys are idiots. I still insist on having something appropriate when I'm fencing.
Oh, absolutely. I still wore a hoodie during tourney.
That might just be... I won't even do just a hoodie. I have to have something more protective on.
Sure.
That's why I have my motorcycle jacket.
Yeah. You don't have as much padding as I do.
I mean, I do on my motorcycle jacket.
Well, there's that, yeah.
But yeah, it's mostly I just need something super tough on the outside. I don't even trust a hoodie.
Fair.
I am feisty, but I bruise really easy.
Yeah, I still have on the. It's going to be hard to see in here, and it's healing mostly. But I had a.
Yeah.
A good size bruise.
But like every other day, Joe will look at me and be like, where did that bruise come from? And I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Sat down and I bruised. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm agreeing with you in saying that if I get bruised like that, wearing a hoodie, I wholeheartedly endorse you wearing more.
I personally need to be wearing more than a hoodie.
Yeah. 1,000%.
So, yeah. James, I heard you were in the tourney.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do well at all?
So the people who were ahead of me in tourney, from the top to just in front of me, were Josh, the booth owner.
Right.
Who fences functionally every fucking day.
I'm pretty sure he fences in his sleep at this point.
Yeah. Second was Ren Riga.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Who has also been like very specifically training for this year's tourney, and
she was
already amazing.
She was ecstatic. Yeah.
She's so full of the best energy.
Yeah,
she's just like a fountain of joy.
Well, and their final match, Josh and Ren, it was the closest fucking thing.
Fuck, it was so good.
It was good. It was intense, but they were both like not. It was the kind of intense that's like a we're having fun intense.
Yeah.
As opposed to like the I need to destroy you kind of.
I must crush you.
Right. Yeah. It was a very fun intense, but they were focused, but still like you could tell they were both still having a good time.
Sure.
Kind of a thing. It was delicious. Beautiful.
Love it.
It was delicious.
Love
it.
Ren was the person who knocked me into the loser's bracket. And then the person who knocked me out of the loser's bracket was number three, who was Aiden. Of the Morning Wood. And Aiden had actually, he came up to me before the match and expanded upon it afterward. He said, yeah, I've been fencing, accidentally fencing all left-handed people. So.
Oh, you lost your edge on that.
He had been training with three other people
all of whom are left-handed. Who ended up
being left-handed.
Mm-hmm. I need to find his people.
So he was already used to, like, reverse grip fighting and
sure,
stuff.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
Not, like, the weird fucking...
Yeah, no, we don't.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean...
overhand that
you,
I do.
You said it wrong, but you did it right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was already for my shit. And by the time that he knocked me out of the loser's bracket, that was my fifth?
At least fifth. Yeah.
Something.
In a row, there had been two or three bouts just back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that level, you're just... fucking fighting. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, he knocked me out of loser's bracket, and then it was me. Yeah, fourth. And I felt real fucking good about my fourth.
So he took fourth place, is what we're saying.
Yep.
Again, James took a long time to get to the point.
Yep.
Yep.
But yeah, no, fourth place, which is now you have finally placed higher than me and Turney.
Thank you.
All it took for was for me to not play. Not
participating, I know. Yeah.
No, I'm being a dick, but you earned the fuck out of that.
It like, felt good.
Seriously.
Good. Yeah.
You were playing real good. I think you were a bit more focused than I've seen you in the past.
Mm-hmm.
It was almost a little scary to watch.
I think there was my second bout, I got unfocused for a little bit and then reminded myself, especially because... as soon as my opponent went in for a heart attack...
A heart attack?
Yeah, a heart attack.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
He did fall over. He was a right-handed person, and he went in for a quick, like, super high-powered attack from my left side, and I brought my arm up to guard, and so his arm pushed off of my left arm. And he spilled over into the bales.
Mm.
And, that was when I reminded myself. I was like, okay, I think I've got him, like, panicked, and he's not paying attention to his feet.
Yeah.
And and I need to be
more off balance. Focused. Yeah.
So there came another point in the bout when he went to attack me, and I just very gently trapped his arm under my arm to remind him that he was too close to me.
Mm.
And just gave him a little pat on the shoulder and released him into the wild. That helped me to refocus. But by the time I fought Aiden, I was just exhausted.
Through the ringer, yeah.
It it felt really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, those tournaments are not just about how good you are, but your endurance.
Yeah, because I can beat a person if I'm having a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can beat a person if we're having three fights. I always lose
to
on
get
stamina.
The gauntlet.
The stamina of the gauntlet is what usually gets me in the end.
My highest was fifth in the squires.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is very respectable.
Still great, yeah.
That does remind me of one tourney story that I have to talk about.
Yes, do it.
So, squires. for sign-up and for checking in, I was kind of like Cole's assistant.
Mm-hmm.
If things needed to be conveyed, he had to stay in the spot, so I would talk. Whatever. I was basically a backup.
Yep.
I was Cole's bitch. We had one guy come in for check-in. And he's like, I'm so-and-so. Cool. Do you have any of your own gear? No. Is that a problem? No, we've got gear. I just need to check to make sure it's whatever. He's like, okay, cool. And then Cole goes over, like, you know, no drinking, be in this area at this time, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. He's like, do you have any questions? And the guy's like, yeah, what are we doing? He's like, can you give me any tips? Can you help me understand what we're doing here?
Yeah.
He had never even seen balloon fencing.
And he just signed up.
Yeah.
He had signed up because he had been hanging out with Boothies the night before and was encouraged to sign up for squires.
That shit.
And he sure said, sure yes.
Did. I respect the fuck out of that.
Yes. Right? I'm like, oh, the ball's on you, buddy. You're my new favorite right now.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the deal. people on staff can't give tips mm-hmm. or help in any way. They have to be completely unbiased if yeah. they're having any mm-hmm. kind of judgment yeah, yeah, calls, yeah. all of that. I'm not. Mm-hmm. I wasn't on staff. I was, mm-hmm. you know, assistant, whatever, but I wasn't making any calls. Yeah. I wasn't whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I can help with this. So I gave this guy like a 20-minute crash course on what is balloon fencing, what is fencing, what you want to do, mm-hmm. how you want to hold your sword, how you want to move your sword, how you want to move your body, all of this stuff. 20 minutes. That is all the instruction this kid had, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
He lost. He lost both of his bouts. But they were intense bouts.
Cool.
Mm. And he took a balloon in each bout.
Which is fucking amazing.
Which, for your first time to yeah. be able to yeah. take a balloon, especially against one of the people that, like, I think it was his first guy, like, actually took first or second place.
Yeah.
In Squires. And he managed to take one of their balloons. And mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I was a little proud.
Oh, absolutely.
Were you there the year that Brett fought?
Probably.
So Brett, with
how long, about how long ago? Was it within the last decade?
Last decade.
I must have been.
Can I wrap on
yes.
this?
Yes, yes.
And then
do.
You can
please
move forward
do.
With
please
the
do.
Brett story. So like I, you know, he did all of this, and he's like, oh man, you know, I lost both of my bouts, and I was like, buddy, you took a balloon in each of your bouts.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, this is the first time you've ever fucking done
number one,
this.
Did you have fun? He's like, oh, I had a blast. I'm like, great.
There you go.
That's the main point. But number two, for never having done this, for literally have going from not knowing what the fuck this is to having two fights,
yep,
a total of two fights in your life, and taking a balloon in each one of those is outstanding, and you should be proud of yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
But like this kid also, like, he just kept asking me questions, like the entire, and he wanted to know more afterwards. Mm-hmm. He was hungry for all of this information and on what this weird ass fuckery it was. Right. Like, he was asking questions like, I see. So like fencer stuff where people are standing to the side, is that a thing I should be doing? And I'm like, no, because your targets are here. And if you're facing your opponent, your targets will always be here. And it doesn't matter what the rest of yeah. your body is.
You're,
like,
you're not
all
trying
this
to
stuff,
stab each
right?
other.
Right.
And yeah, he was just so hungry, but he was like, he was a little down on himself afterwards. And I was like, you have nothing
yeah.
to be ashamed of, friend. You
absolutely.
Did real good, and I'm very proud of you. So anyway, Brett.
Brett, he was, this might have been a long time ago now that I think about it. We were already on Sherwood stage. But this was still probably close to 10 years ago.
Sure, sure.
He found out about the fencing tournament.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, that sounds like fun. I'm going to sign up.
Yeah.
And we're like, cool, you know, you're going to... And he was like, I signed up. And he was like, cool, we'll watch you fence tonight. And he's like, no, I'm fighting tomorrow.
Oh,
he was like,
no.
No, did you sign up for the Knights tournament? And he was like, yeah. Was like, no, you've never done that. You should probably start with the Squires. He was like, why?
Okay.
And we're just like, dude, these people have been fighting for like 20
decades.
Plus years in some cases. He's like, whatever.
Yeah.
And he went in there with his Brett energy, which I don't know if you know Brett.
Oh, I know Brett.
Brett is. Here's the thing about Brett. Brett is like a dancer.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Like, he taught dance.
Yeah.
To people. He's an amazing mm-hmm. dancer, but he's also mm-hmm. one of the most awkward people that I know. So he knows how to use his body, but it's very awkward when he uses it.
Sure.
If that makes any sense. And he just had this spastic energy
mm.
and surprised the fuck out of people and
sure.
took third.
That's fucking fantastic.
Oh my god.
He'd never done a fencing tournament wow. before, and he took third
holy
in
fuck.
Knights.
Holy
that's
fuck.
Incredible.
Just because he'd start flailing at him, and they'd be like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, yeah. There's a... Douglas Adams had a word for this in The Meaning of Liff, where I can't even remember what the word that he defined was, but it was to
be so appallingly new and unregulated in a sport or a game so that you defeat all of the clever, learned tactical maneuvering of experience. Yeah. Which is
and he flailed his way to third place in the Knights tournament.
I mean, but also one of the major differences for me this year was learning to keep up on my toes, very literally, and which is something that I did when I was a kid. But since gaining a bunch of weight, it's been really difficult for me, and so. I can imagine that being as physically fit as Brett is, and having dance training, no matter how awkward you are, you're a moving target.
It's like that. That's the thing, is he knows how to use his body. He has that full body awareness, but his movements aren't the movements of most people, which sounds like I'm disparaging him in some way, shape, or form, but I'm not.
No. It's just some people just move differently.
You watch him move, and you're just like, he moves differently than some people do.
Yeah.
And it looks awkward, and it surprised them so much, because he just like I said, just started flailing away at him, and they were just backing up, going, Jesus fucking Christ, what's going on here?
Fair enough,
I mean, that's usually my strategy, is just to flail at people.
Anyway.
Chihuahua and cocaine.
Very, very intensely flail at people. Yeah. That's how I win tournaments.
So anyway, moving on. What else happened?
I want to talk about Nick.
Please.
In the fencing booth.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my God, my heart. Okay, so I'm sitting at Cashbox, and about 3 feet behind me along the back fence, there is a family of like five people, or a group of five people, I am assuming family, and there's a guy in a wheelchair who is nonverbal with muscular difficulties. I don't know what the specific situation was, but definitely muscular difficulties, very like, did not move a lot at all kind of a person. And he was watching, and he was enjoying the hell out of watching this balloon fencing. And so the woman next to him, I turned to her and I go, you know, we pride ourselves on being accessible to everyone. If he wants to try, we can try to find a way to make this something that he can do. And she was like, really?
What?
She's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, we've actually worked with people in wheelchairs before. We've worked with people with muscular difficulties before. We can, if, I mean, it's going to depend on like his emotional capabilities and things like that. But like, we can work with somebody on this.
I've seen some of those wheelchair rounds, and they were amazing.
My favorite story is still two blind women fighting.
I didn't hear this one, but anyway, it sounds amazing.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, there was it Rue and Cole were calling out where the other person was or something like that.
I believe so.
Like, higher.
That's
to
awesome.
The right. Like, no. And they had a blast, too.
I love it.
But no, so I call over Josh. Normally, Cole would be my go-to person because he has so many years dealing with a variety of accessibility things.
And heart the size of a BMW.
I know. I know. I was such a dick to him last time we recorded. That's because
he was on the podcast.
He was on the podcast, but he is a sweetheart. Yeah. Don't tell him I said that.
Cole.
Anyway.
That sounds so much better now that we're in the same room. But yeah, so I call Josh over, and he's like, well, can he grip a sword? Like, we're going to start with that basic right off the bat. And they worked on it, but he was able to hold a sword, and he's like, yeah, get him in here. We'll figure it out. And so they did their magic on getting everything prepped and ready. And he comes into the ring. And so Cole is helping him with some maneuverability stuff. And Josh is the champion and is working on, you know, making sure he remains accessible and all of this stuff. And as they're doing this, I'm sitting at the cash box, and the lady that I had talked to was next to me taking pictures. Yeah. And we could, from our angle, see through the mask to see Nick's face. And he was delighted.
Nice.
He was having the fucking time. I'm going to get misty again talking every time I talk about it and picture I'm that face. I'm just up, like, yeah. Oh my God. But he was having so much fun. Like, I was just like, oh my God, sweetie. He was having the time of his life. And mm-hmm. she's like, this is so good. Oh my God, look at him. And I'm just like, I know. Oh my God. So anyway, she takes these pictures and he wins, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they get him out and like they stayed there like for another hour and a half to 2 hours watching stuff as like Nick is just reliving and glorifying in all of this awesomeness that he got to participate in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so good.
And yeah, it was one of those things where when I think about being a hawker, it's one of those things where people picture being loud and brash and just like cajoling people into it.
Yeah, right.
For me, the way I do it is I give people permission to play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm, and if I hadn't talked to those people, they wouldn't have come in. They wouldn't have even thought that this was a thing that could happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, I might only get one of those a weekend
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, no, you can do this. And then they do it. And it's the best thing ever. But that one a weekend is just all I need. Yeah. Right. Oh God.
Yeah. The one wheelchair bout that I saw was somebody who's, they had been paralyzed from the waist down. And so they were buckled up in this chair, but they could still use their top half normally. Yeah. And it was Rue in the ring running the chair.
Mm.
And so this guy is fencing the champion, and Rue is active.
Yes,
like
yes.
Rue, they're dodging in and out and circling, and Rue is running. He's got this chair in, out, to left, right, circling around, whoa, spinning around, whoa. And Rue is flying, and this guy is just having the fucking time of his life. Not only because he's fencing, but also Rue is giving him a great ride. It was wild and crazy and so much fun to watch.
Yeah. So yeah, that was my big fencing booth moment. Also, some friends of mine got married, and after I was done with Fest, I went over to their place and got to see people I haven't seen in like 15 years.
That's really good, too.
That was pretty cool. But nothing specific on that.
I may have been to a wedding as well.
Whoa.
May have been to more than one.
Yeah, like how many weddings did you have this weekend, Salsa?
Two, as a matter of fact.
Oh, wow.
Friday, I went to a wedding. Friday evening, and it was a fantastic wedding. A couple former festies. So Jeff, who is also a former festie, was one of the groomsmen there, and he's telling this during the toasts. He's telling the story of him hanging out with the bride, and the bride was like, oh, you know, I'm starting to hang out with this new guy. And he's like, oh yeah, tell me more. And well, he's a former festie. And Jeff goes, oh, Katrina, no, not a festie. We're terrible.
This is accurate.
Yeah.
Which was, for me, the highlight of the entire evening. But yeah, no, it was a lovely wedding, and there was an open bar, and they had a limoncello limoncello martini that I had more than I probably should have, because they were really fucking that does good.
Who drove?
Fucking amazing.
I did.
Okay.
It was also like 5 minutes from our house. Yeah. But yeah, no, if there was a problem, I would have had my wife drive. But
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, there was a certain point at the night I was like, I need to switch to water because these are really tasty and surprising.
Absolutely.
They sneak up on you. And then, so that was Friday. So we stayed home and slept at home on Friday and then went out on Saturday morning. And then Saturday afternoon, as soon as Fest was done, we went back home because we had a wedding on Sunday.
Holy shit.
Who also former Festies. Yep. What is it with former Festies getting married during Fest?
They should know better.
No, and, here's what it is.
Should.
It is either spite.
Which is possible.
Which is kind of, look, we're not doing it anymore. What are you idiots still doing it for?
Right.
Or everybody, you have your year kind of planned out. In the spring, you do this. In the fall, you do this.
Oh,
this is a chunk of time that, to this
suddenly
point,
open.
Is wide open. They don't have, you can't get married during the horror festival. I'm doing horror festival stuff. You can't get married during Fringe. I'm doing Fringe stuff. This is convergence over here. September. What are you doing anything in September? I'm not doing anything in September. Mm-hmm. Well, September it is. So that is my opinion on why so many Festies get married during Fest, is because that's a wide open in their schedule.
I think for the Sunday wedding, one of them it was open availability and the other one was spite.
This rings true as well.
Story checks out.
But both of them have had previous marriages. Both of them have a couple kids.
Yeah.
So there is a whole merging of families thing going on here. It is a full-on Brady Bunch thing going on.
Yeah, it is.
But there was their wedding was absolutely lovely. It was at a brewery.
Ooh, well.
Yep.
Yeah.
But, like...
Did you attend this wedding on accident because you were already there?
I mean, no. They go through and they do their vows, and she does her vows that she wrote first, and they are amazing.
I assume beautiful.
Yeah, and then the officiant turns to him and goes, "Follow that."
Yes.
Well, all right.
And he did. He was great. I mean, both of them are former performers, so they know what they're doing. But the thing that absolutely killed everyone was after they did their vows to each other, they turned and said vows to their kids.
Oh, fuck.
I know, right? And, you know, they were like, you know, we're merging families. This will be difficult, but we promise to, you know, always be there for you. And we're not splitting our love. We're combining it. And,
holy shit.
And all this. It was just, oh, no, there was not a single dry eye in the entire place. It was it was so nice. It was just absolutely gorgeous.
That sounds really good.
But for that wedding, there were people there. We had a friend that came in from Boston.
Yep.
We had a friend that came in, a couple
from Montana.
That came in. Just like Tony was there with her wife.
Yep.
Wife, girlfriend, are they
wife.
Married? Oh, okay.
Yep, they're married.
I couldn't remember if they had gotten married or not. Yeah. But they were there, and it was just like amazing being able to see all these people that we hadn't seen in decades. And in the case of the Boston one, it was, I haven't seen him in over a decade.
I have to tell you a story about that guy real quick.
Okay, go.
His stories are always the best, but I didn't make it to the wedding proper. I went to the after thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And so I ran into him, and number one, I did a double take. Because I haven't seen him in 15 years, but also with the hit to the head, sometimes facial recognition is a little wonky.
Sure.
So, like, he came out of the house, and I looked away, and I went, wait a minute.
Double take on that.
And he's like, hi. That was a beautiful double take. Thank you. But number one, but then the second thing is that, we were in the same group, and, like, conversation shifted to something neither of us were particularly interested in. And he's like, okay, Jenna. What's been happening to you over the past 15 years? You have 1 minute, go.
Holy fuck.
And so I did. I'm like, here's the highlight.
All right? Those years of stop talking finally.
And I said, ooh. So I did my 1 minute, and I was like, all right, your turn, go. It took him two. He's a talker, that one.
Yeah, he is.
But yeah,
Former Festy.
Right. So he finished hitting all of his highlights, and we just kind of paused and stopped, and I was like, so another 15 years? And I just walked away, because I knew when the bit was done.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. The moment.
Fuck, that's funny.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's funny.
So we did talk more, but like, yeah.
But yeah, so I unfortunately couldn't stay at that wedding very long because we had to get back to Fest because, I mean, I would have been okay with missing the whole day, but my wife, who's with the Fondazzi, already missed half a day, and they are already out one person with a really messed up wrist. Yeah. So it was like, nah, I really need to get back.
Yeah.
So I only did one show on Sunday, but yeah, that was quite the busy weekend.
Yeah,
which was a hell of a lot better than a couple weekends ago when I was out with COVID
and had no weekend.
And yeah, that was that's where I've been the last 3 weeks or whatever it's been.
I officiated a wedding on Friday.
Wow.
It was a surprise to
me. Were they former Festies?
Not this time.
Oh,
no.
I was going for a theme, James.
It would have been great.
Fuck it all up.
No, I found out about it on the prior Saturday.
Oh. All right.
And,
surprise!
Yeah, and they were like, if you could just, you know, write something up, just, you know, cover the bases. There's going to be 5 people there and the baby, so just...
Real shotgun wedding going on? Or?
No.
Okay.
No. Yeah, no.
Okay.
They've been together for a little bit, and they had already decided that they were going to stay together. They had decided that they were going to get married, and I offered my services as an officiant, and they said, well, we've got a lot of friends who are officiants. And I was like, cool, I've got
know a lot of
yeah, that happens
going on
to me all the time.
You know, there's 3 of them in this room.
Right.
Yeah, and I was like, I get that, and, you know, have a great time, and I'll go if I can. And then, got that message the prior weekend, and they were like, so
remember when you said
turns out I was like, cool, I've got one day this week where I can try to write something. I'll put a thing together for you, and
I always have my 3 standbys.
I always write a new thing for every
write a different, like, officiant monologue. I don't know what to call it. The opening, whatever.
And then I've got, you know, the basic vows
for my friends. Yeah. But like, I do have 3 basic standbys. I've got the religious, secular, and just enough Jesus for grandma. Well, so I'm like, which one do you want?
These are all
we
good.
We can do this right away.
Yeah. Nope, I've just got the secular one.
That's fair.
I have yet to solo a
wedding. Yeah.
We did a wedding together. Bam!
Yeah. Yep.
By the way, that wedding was kick-ass.
That was a really fun wedding
We ended up just doing that over in the Rose Garden.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was a beautiful wedding. And then forgot to take off my fucking hat during the entire thing, so all of the wedding photos, and the thing is, the bride and groom do not care.
Yeah,
right.
They do not care. They would have said, like,
I mean, if 5 people were there, it sounds
was,
like
was
they
it
weren't
the
really
the bright orange hat.
It was
the
bright orange hat.
I'm so happy right now.
But
did you wear a suit?
I wore a suit and kilt.
Suit and kilt.
Yeah.
So you were dressed up.
Yeah.
Super classy.
Yes.
Bright orange fucking fisherman's hat.
Bright orange hat and bright orange umbrella.
So I was...
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Sunday, I woke up on Sunday, and the wedding was at noon.
Mm.
And we're like, we're sleeping in.
Right.
It's amazing. And I got to eat breakfast after 9 a.m. It was amazing.
Mm. Holy shit.
But, you know, we're just hanging.
A whole new world.
We're hanging out in the morning, and I just to hang out in the house, I had thrown on my kilt.
Yeah.
And
I was like, okay, it's time to get dressed. And Radley was like, are you going to wear the kilt? And I hadn't planned on it, but as soon as she said it, I was like, well, now I am.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I threw on a button-up shirt and my vest with, like, the gold curlicues on the belly and, you know, put on my leather topper and I looked fucking dapper as shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I got a lot of comments about it. Like, you look fucking good. Yep. The kilt is so you. And I was just like, uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I planned all of this.
Totally what I was
going
for.
Had this on the docket for months.
Yeah. I am weirdly reminded that I bumped into a friend of one of our listeners on Sunday.
Continue.
Somebody came up and was like, hey, yeah, we'd love to hear some jokes. And I was like, oh, here are some fucking real turds of jokes. And he was like, yeah, by the way, do you know someone named Troy?
What?
And I said,
Troy.
I believe I know a few people named Troy. Is there a specific Troy? And he said, perhaps a T-R? T-R-O-Y? And I did that. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, that guy. He sends his regards.
Oh, yeah.
And then he stabbed me.
I thought he was. And I would have deserved it.
Yeah. But, like, with honey.
Yeah. So,
like a honey stabbing.
Troy sends his regards.
Yeah.
Here's a bottle of honey.
Yeah.
Cracks a bottle of honey over his head. All right.
No, yeah. And then he sent messages, and Troy sent me a screen cap of messages where it was like, yeah, I bumped into the guy from the podcast. He's one of the squires, and he told me jokes, and they're actually funny. And Troy, I don't remember what Troy said, but it was something like, you're dead to me.
Troy, I am sorry that your friend is no longer with us.
Yes.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's three of us here, and Troy sent his regards to you.
Apparently.
Troy.
Oh, no.
Here's my guess. Was this Sunday?
It was. Yeah.
So here's my guess. This was Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't get to fencing booth on time because if they ran into James.
Yeah. Pretty likely.
If they ran into James, it was later on, and we were probably in the middle of shifting through.
And I didn't get there until my 4 o'clock show.
Yeah, we had wedding stuff. Sure. We were probably just not there during the time. That that I'm Troy, I'm trying to help. Sosa looked like he was gonna stab you with honey.
No, I was gonna cry.
I
wouldn't mind getting stabbed with honey though.
Just, yeah.
James, speaking of wandering around, James got to see my son. Prince Ash.
So
my son princed on Sunday.
Oh, so good.
And he apparently did a really great job.
Ooh, is he interested in princing more?
He loved it.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, yes. He really would like to do it again.
Oh, I see.
Because, I mean, my son is a ham.
What?
I know, right?
Your son?
And where would that have come from?
Getting all of the pictures taken.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That stroked his ego, right?
Oh, of course.
And, you know, he got to hand out little gemstones to people and stuff like that.
Oh,
which,
that's great.
Yeah, oh, God, yes.
He ate that shit up.
Good. Oh, that's adorable.
He looks so cute in his red doublet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His crown.
Your kids are adorable.
Yep. So, anyway.
Well, I hope I get to see a picture.
Big.
Tell me
and then I
picture.
Got in a lot of trouble.
You got in a lot of trouble?
Yeah, because my son has one of those little wooden dagger things that he's been carrying around.
Oh, a little wooden sword?
Yeah. And he apparently had gone to... Because every year we let the kids each get one present.
Sure.
He had apparently gone to my wife and said, this is not big enough. I've kind of outgrown this. This is a little dagger. I need a sword. And she was like, okay, you know, that, if that's your one thing this year, then that's your one thing. He was like, yeah, that's what it was. So, you know, she was doing her last show of the day, and I took him over to the sword shop. And we were looking at various different swords and this and that. And then they had the wooden maces.
Salsa.
Spiked maces.
Yeah.
Salsa.
And he went, I want that. And I was like, are you sure? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay. So we got him a spiked mace.
Oh, yeah. No.
A wooden spiked mace. And I came back and Radley was like,
oh, God.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about it.
I am impressed you are still alive right now, sir.
That's what he was.
I also heard about this on the street when they bumped into me.
Oh, God. You saw it, didn't you?
Oh, that's... Jesus, it's as big as he is.
Yep.
Uh-huh. God damn it.
Oh, my God. Okay. Jesus Christ.
I never said I was a good person.
Oh. We would never
claim you were a good person.
I would actually be worried that you'd be offended if somebody were to. Hence, just unkind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, we should probably do that.
Let's do that.
Okay.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
We're about three levels into a cultural awareness thing, so I've lost interest a long time.
Yeah. I was waiting for you to make a snarky comment, and then we'd get back into the podcast, but...
Well.
Whatever.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
Holy fuck, man.
That got a little meta. So anyway, what are we doing?
We are revealing... For the first time, also for the last time, because we're not doing this again. What?
We do have a box.
Oh.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, we are revealing the winner and whose design is whose of the AON t-shirt contest.
Contest, 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 contest.
Wow. Did you guys rehearse that while I was in the shitter? Is that where you were like, nah,
well,
that's cool,
I think,
man.
We know our next t-shirt. Did you guys rehearse that while I was in the shitter?
Why doesn't this have a flush?
Why this, doesn't it?
This sound machine.
Because you're not
box.
Supposed to poop in it.
I mean, that's... it's got a bomb.
Close enough.
Yeah.
Anyway. Let's first reveal whose design is whose. Because the I have to say, the conversation flying around in Discord was fast and furious, and the reasons people gave for the different things was like,
so
very smart.
Intense. Yes. I loved it.
No, it was a lot of fun, and then people did get it, and times I was like, yes, and then people got it wrong for these reasons. I was like,
but that
absolutely
makes sense
see
too.
Where you were going with
this. Yeah.
No, nobody gave a bad guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, who wants to reveal their design first?
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
So my design was, what was my design? Shit.
Did you guys rehearse this while I was in the shitter?
No, my design was, you have my dinosaurs.
That was great.
Yep.
I had a lot of fun. So the dinosaurs, I actually, to get the outline, I did a trace on some cartoon dinosaurs.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, and lined them over. Like, I thought about drawing dinosaurs, and I was like, well, that's max of effort. So, like, instead I did a specific trace with a brush and then multi-layered it on top of itself to get that effect.
Nice.
So I was pretty pleased with the outcome.
They look like little cookie cutters.
That pterodactyl took me forever.
Oh, yeah. I believe imagine.
Yeah. Anyway.
So. James, which one was yours?
Vespa.
Vespa. Oh, wait. Yeah. I didn't get to do the drum roll.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
No, tell us a little bit about your...
Well, so with the Fast Five, I was just looking for something real clean and simple. I had originally designed it as a ringer tee. It turns out that
we don't have the option for ringer tees, not with our storefront.
No,
but I still think it turned out real fucking cool. Mm-hmm. For the lines, following the rolling five. Because I wanted it to look like a racing tee, like a sports tee, but especially like a racing team,
like a thing. Formula One thing. Yeah.
And so the lines represent the three of us. So I chose a color for each of us.
Mm.
Which color was mine?
Weird, right? like a wine red. Yeah.
What's mine?
I think yours is blue.
Okay.
Because it's the one you can see.
See, I figured you'd purposely do something I couldn't just to be a dick, but I'll
love it. It was actually red and green.
Yes. Yeah.
That rare...
Averaged out to blue.
Red green color.
Duct tape?
Reddish green.
Oh, yeah. That too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, exactly. And then for myself, obviously, orange. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which leaves me with the crest, obviously. I knew that I wanted to have, because the ramp door was a joke that wanted to get in. And because ramp door is a heraldry language, you know, I was just like, well, now I need to have this. And so I Googled buckle up for the sex and converted that to Latin for the for the motto. And then I threw together my favorite is the sable in the background with the little martini glasses. I felt real good about that.
It does look good.
But yeah, I'm really, really pleased with how it turned out.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
For next time we do heraldry, shit.
You say this like it's a common occurrence. Next Tuesday, okay, when we do our heraldry days. Right.
But no, I was just thinking about what a door rampant would look like.
Oh.
Like a door with little like claws poised.
Yeah.
Door rampant.
No, that's
pretty good. Funny.
Anyway, right. So yeah, that is who the designs were. To any of you who guessed that is how things played out, well done you.
Very
you
good.
Don't win anything, unfortunately, except get a t-shirt.
Pride and bragging
prejudice?
Rights.
Oh,
yeah. But yeah, nobody should feel bad if they did not get it, because your reasonings were fantastic.
They really were. There were no bad guesses.
That does, however, bring us to the winner.
Dun,
dun, dun, dun. And the winner is
I'm getting tacos. Ooh, getting tacos.
Ooh. So Jenna, with her dinosaurs design, was the favorite of all you, the dear listeners. The most purchased design was hers. Mm-hmm. So, well done. Thank you.
Very good job.
Thank you. Thank you to everybody who told people about it, or, you know, purchased a shirt, or in any way participated in, you know, trying to figure out what the various things were. The amount of engagement we got on this was very much fun.
It was a fun game.
It was, so. We are going to be looking in the future, now that we have, you know, established that, on possibly getting everything else on other bits of merchandise here and there. So keep an eye open. We'll be making announcements in the future on that.
V-neck t-shirts, man. Those ladies' V-neck t-shirts. Those are important to me.
We'll see what happens.
So important to me.
Yep. And then we got to get the stemware.
Why do we not have a stemware option? I'm so pissed. Fucking pint glasses. Good. Pint glasses. Yeah. I need new pint glasses. I would love to have some AON pint glasses. Pint glasses that say "For Science" with a little martini glass would be amazing.
That would be awkward and delightful. Salsa, an idea just occurred to me.
God damn it.
Does it involve putting onions and garlic in a pan?
It does.
And then...
Fuck. I hate you.
So yes, we owe Jenna tacos, and
yeah, we
We have new designs, so that's pretty cool. But that, of course, brings us to James's shirt design, which is
Fast Five.
You jumped the gun a little bit, but okay.
Close enough. We don't normally do a drum roll. For
no,
the
we
fast
don't.
Five.
We don't. But
I was confused.
I was mixing things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm definitely mixed up.
It's time for a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
My God.
Seamless.
You try to do a little bit. No. This why
we should have rehearsed it while Jenna was in the shitter.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from...
Fast Five! No!
Damn it!
We're doing this again, Salsa. Okay.
Oh,
damn it.
Fuck. Oh, no. Fast Five.
Fuck you!
An individual who only said hi to one of us.
Oh.
Troy.
That is the slowest we've ever done that. Troy.
What is going on? What has happened? What the fuck? It's been a few weeks, apparently. So, Fast Five, Troy. Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Opening thoughts.
Yes.
Ring.
Banana phone.
Doop, doop.
Your look, Salsa, is incredible.
What the fuck just happened?
It didn't just happen.
It's fucking...
Did you rehearse that while Jenna was in the shower?
Yes, actually. It was very awkward. That's why it took so long.
Thank you for sparing the square, by the way.
I do not know what the hell this happened. But it was amazing.
Oh, fuck.
We'll pull this up and show you later. It's awesome.
Anyway. Question number one. Or.
How are they spelled?
O-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
Or O-R-E.
Hmm.
Ooh. I would rather go hiking than canoeing.
Oh, I would very much rather go canoeing than hiking. I would rather have an oar in my hand than a pickaxe.
Whitewater rafting or spelunking?
No.
See, I'm terrified of spelunking because of all the stories of people being irrevocably stuck.
Yeah. terrifying.
I don't even have claustrophobia. And that shit is just the scariest.
Yeah.
I like my water in hot tubs. I like looking at water.
Mm-hmm.
I love being at the lake.
Yeah.
I love waterfalls. They're really cool. But I have no desire to be in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's at a nice warm temperature.
Right.
And chlorinated.
Sure.
Yep.
I'm going or.
That's very thoughtful of you.
You're going to split the difference, huh? O-R, Salsa.
Oh, no, you can't do the middle or?
Mm-mm.
Oh, shit.
No,
in,
that's...
In that case, I'll go with or.
Well, I'm going to pick what Salsa didn't pick and go with or. I think whitewater rafting sounds a lot more appealing to me.
Yeah.
I'm going O-R-E. I don't want any of news. I want to go hiking. That's what I've decided.
Two O-A-Rs and one O-R-E. All right. Question number two.
Why?
Or.
Why? Okay, how are those ones spelled?
O-R-E or O-A-R.
Jesus Christ, Troy.
Would you rather win gold or a boat?
Gold? What's the value?
How much
can I sell the boat for? Because what I want is the money.
Okay.
So if there's gold, I'm going to turn it into money. If there's a boat, I'm going to turn it into money. If they're both of equal value, eh?
Here's the thing. If I was rich.
If I were a rich man.
And could pay someone else to do the upkeep on the boat.
Oh, sure.
Then I would have a boat.
Yeah.
But boats require a lot of maintenance.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
And unless you have somebody else cleaning it and maintaining it, boats get real manky real fast.
Yeah, they do.
Like, the fanciest boat in the world, when you look close enough, is gonna be a little rough on the edges when you get close to the waterline.
Sure.
So if there was somebody else whose job it was to maintain it and clean it and stuff like that, then I would absolutely have a boat.
Yeah.
But if it was just me... Though I don't want to have to deal with all of that. That's
fair.
Whereas a canoe, if we're talking a canoe or a kayak, then I'm all in.
All right. Here's the deal. I'm going to say, would you rather win a vacation on a cruise ship or for a skiing resort?
Cruise.
Yeah, I'm going cruise on that. The one thing that I dislike more than being in water is being in snow.
I lived in the Alps. I went snowboarding in the Alps, and it was a fuck ton of fun.
Why haven't you ever told us about that?
I know, right? But I've never been on a cruise.
Oh, sure.
Same, actually.
Which is why I would do that.
There's a Star Trek cruise. My friends go on that a lot.
I would rather be on the ocean, thank you.
What?
I'm not ready to hop on a spaceship and go cruising through space.
Okay. All right.
I got it. That pleased me.
I'm going with O-R-E for this one.
I'm going with O-A-R for this one.
I've never been on a skiing trip, and I think I would really like it. Sipping hot cocoa in a chalet and watching other people risk life and limb.
That is what I would do. Like next to the fire, reading a book.
Yeah. With cocoa. With booze in it.
Yeah. If I were to go on a ski trip, I would be the cabin mama. I would just be there. I would make sure that food was piping hot and ready for people when they got back.
With just your jumper.
I think I would like to try skiing and snowboarding.
It's good fun.
I did not enjoy my skiing experience.
Mm-hmm.
I was basically accidentally ended up for my first time trying to go down a hill on one of, it wasn't a black diamond, but it was a higher level.
Yeah.
And I had no experience, and the people that brought me up there just kind of left me there.
Oh, fuck. That's
I don't think douchey. They did. I don't think they knew.
Okay.
I think they're like, and we're off. And I'm like, you're gone. And then I lost a ski halfway through, shit. Like it unhooked. Now I'm like sitting on the ski that I have left, chasing my other ski down the hill, like fucking paddling down the hill.
Meanwhile,
slowly.
There was a kid on a bike. Yeah. Kid on a bike. I want my $2.
Yeah. It was. I was like, well, I'm good. It was just, I don't like snow, so I'll be in the cabin.
Right. Yeah, right. Tough but fair. Yeah, especially one that would have like a sauna and a hot tub. Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Mm. Like, I've always wanted to do a cruise, so I'm doing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Question number three. Or.
Same spelling?
This one is O A R or O R E.
Okay.
A little back and forth action there.
A little bit, yeah.
I get it.
Ooh. When on a boat, do you prefer to be propelled with human power or mechanically powered?
Sure. Burning fossil fuels.
Using metals. Yeah. To make the motor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a wooden oar. Being on a speedboat is fun, but just being out there on a canoe on the lake, paddling around is kind of my thing.
I'm not really a paddler. I guess. What? I'm not a paddler. What?
I only doggy paddle.
Yeah, I don't care. Don't ask me to do the work, so I guess speedboat or whatever.
O-R-E.
All right. Yeah. I would choose O-A-R me myself.
Yep.
Loudly singing sea shanties while, you know, paddling kayaks is fucking awesome.
Mm.
Or really just loudly singing sea shanties, but yeah.
Way, hey, and away we go. Donkey riding, donkey riding. Question number four. Or. No, this one. This
that's pretty funny.
We have not gone back to the other way. We are doing OAR versus ORE again.
Mm.
We thought we was going flip flop. No, we're sticking with this one.
All right.
Minecraft or Sea of Thieves, which is the better collaborative?
You lost me on collaborative.
Fuck around.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Well, like, they can also both be soloed, but yeah.
I mean, my family and I have been doing, like, for our one-offs when we're not playing Tiny Tina's, we've been playing Raft.
Oh, my God.
Which is fun. I like those, like, kind of survivalist, like, build-a-world things. I can't manage to stab the shark, though, and I'm really pissed about that.
Yeah.
That shark is a dick.
Yeah, that shark's a
fuckface. I'm basically standing on top of the thing, stabbing at it, and Jess will just come by, and she'll be like, whoop, took care of it. And I'm like,
Yeah.
How?
Well, the point of being a parent is to raise somebody better than you.
Oh, yeah. That
I feel like you're missing out on this experience because she's raising herself to be better than everyone. So that's.
Yeah.
Well.
No, I guess. I mean, if it was Minecraft versus Sea of Thieves, I'm pretty sure I'd just spend the time falling off the boat. So, Minecraft?
I die a lot more in Minecraft than a lot of other games. Minecraft is, in adventure mode, is weirdly unforgiving.
I just want to build a little house.
Yeah.
I like awkward flowers.
I like that, but I think Sea of Thieves is a much easier like pick up and play thing because you can set up a quest, go on that quest, finish it, return to the harbor, and be done. Where Minecraft is always you have the next thing to do.
Yeah, all right.
All right. This is not at all what the context is going to be, but
okay.
When I'm at Duluth and the lift bridge goes up for those big ore ships.
I've seen you do this.
It's pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is.
That is really cool, yeah.
Huh. So I think for this one I'm doing ORE.
All right, I'm going to join you for ORE on this one.
I'm gonna stick with Sea of Thieves.
When we went up to Duluth and Joe hadn't seen the lift bridge with the boats and stuff before, and I'm hanging back with Rachel and Scott while you and Joe skip off up to the wall to watch this happen. Just like, yeah, I'm not sure if I got Salsa a playmate or if I got Joe a playmate, but look at those kids go.
I'm glad they're having fun.
Yeah. I seriously... No matter how many times I see it, it's still just the coolest.
It is fucking
wild. It always looks like, especially for the bigger ones, it looks like they're going to hit.
Yeah.
It looks like they're going to hit. And then they don't hit. And you're like, optical illusions.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and they come in and you're just like, that thing is so fucking big. And then it goes past you and you're like, that thing is hauling ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks so slow until it whizzes right by you, and you're like, what the shit?
It's moving.
But then watching them turn.
When they get in the harbor, and they just the harbor, and it's like a turn. Fucking... Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Yep.
All right. Like... Question number 5. Or. We have flipped around again. Now we are O-R-E or O-A-R.
Okay.
Thankfully... None of them were OAR, the band.
Are you sure about that?
None of them have had punctuation.
Oh, so. Okay.
Because the band is O.A.R.
I have no idea who that band is.
They were like 90s or early 2000s, like, what is that, like, milquetoast metal?
Oh, grunge?
Yeah.
No, that's not grunge.
But rock?
Grunge is a different thing
like
entirely.
Creed?
Do not besmirch grunge. Kind of
that sort of, yeah.
Grunge.
If I
yeah,
remember
grunge
correctly.
Grunge is really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nirvana is grunge.
Yes, absolutely.
Garbage is grunge.
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah. Yeah, no. Creed is butt rock. So.
I would rather have... a wooden mug than a metal mug.
Huh. Yeah. Huh.
Mm.
I love wooden jewelry. I don't wear much in the way of jewelry, but
I love wooden jewelry.
But I break stuff too quickly.
Okay.
Like my watch is metal and sapphire, and I've still got, like, it's dinged, and yeah. That's five. And the
God damn it.
Oh,
that's
on a shirt.
Oh. But
can you buy this shirt?
You can. It is.
What?
You can still buy these shirts.
Yeah.
They just don't count towards the right. to the contest anymore.
I'm getting tacos.
Yeah. I go through stuff too quickly. So if I had to choose between like wooden decorative jewelry or things like that and metal stuff, I would definitely go with that. With metal,
I like wood.
Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. I like wood too.
Hmm.
All right.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Baby. All right, now we go to the context. Question number 1, or, when going on vacation, do you prefer to go somewhere which features water-based activities
or
land-based activities?
Hey, oh, I feel like I called this one. Yeah, I want to go hiking. I want to do more land stuff.
Oh, shit.
I will look at the water. I will sit next to the water and find a certain sense of calm and inner peace.
Hmm.
I want to go in it.
I mean, ideally both.
Yeah, I love hiking, but I have to say, if I had to pick between the two, I would rather go kayaking.
Mm. I very much like kayaking and canoeing. Swimming in the ocean is fucking dope.
It almost murdered me.
What?
So it's got that going for it. Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying.
I say, yeah. I'm gonna go with water.
All right.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Question number two. Or would you rather own a cabin in the mountains?
Hey.
Or next to a lake?
I want a cabin in the mountains next to a lake.
Mm, I don't. Yeah.
Why?
No.
Why is this an or question?
This absolutely scans. The one thing I will say about a lake cabin is much like owning a boat, that they get
they do
real swampy and rotty very quickly.
Lots of creatures.
Yeah. What I want is a cabin in the mountains with a creek running by.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah, I'd say mountain.
Yeah, go with it.
I'd say mountain, too.
I just want a cabin.
Yeah.
I'm not picky.
Okay. Question number three, or for recreation, would you... Oh, Jenna. Would you rather paddle down a river in a canoe or go hiking?
Hiking.
Paddle down a river in a canoe.
Yep.
Hiking.
Doing the seven-mile trip down the St. Croix for a day, recreation is just goddamn best. So fun. Question number four, or would you rather eat the fish you caught?
Oh.
O-A-R. Or game you shot or trapped? O-R-E.
Mm.
I would absolutely go with O-R-E on this one. I'm not a fish person. I like seafood, but not fish, unless it's sushi.
The thing is, sushi is amazing. Oh. I don't particularly enjoy fishing or hunting.
I enjoy hunting a great deal.
To be fair, I haven't tried hunting, but it just doesn't sound like my thing. I don't like guns.
Sure.
I've fired one once, and that was way more than enough for me. But, like, am I going to have to cook it and clean it?
Doesn't necessarily say. It just says, would you rather eat?
Okay. In that case, I do like me some deer meat.
Yeah.
There's something about a good venison stew.
I grew up pheasant hunting.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I grew up pheasant hunting, and you take the pheasant meat and you put it in a casserole dish with like cream of mushroom soup and you bake that. It's pretty fun.
I believe that.
Charles, great friend, bike enthusiast, regularly deer hunts, and he'll make deer heart chili.
Ooh.
And holy fuck is that good.
I want that in my mouth.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm good with either. Yeah. I'll just eat food.
All right.
If it doesn't hate me.
I just find that most fish is rather flavorless.
You get a good grill with somebody. Have Joe make you some fish.
I would absolutely eat it.
He makes good fish.
But like sushi has like a flavor to it, but most like whenever I've had like walleye or something that, it just tastes like
it's blanched and bland.
It's there.
Yeah, have Joe. We'll have Joe make his own fish. A couple of different types.
Yeah. In that regard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I trust Joe with food. I trust Joe with food.
Multiple caveats. See Appendix B. Question number five, or after reading all of these, do you think Salsa wants to stab me with a sword? O-R-E. Or drown me in a bucket? O-A-R.
I actually think Salsa had a delightful time with this.
Yeah.
I very much did. However, you did say hi to James and not me.
It was his friend, and maybe his friend is unreliable.
Maybe messages were passed to both of us as well, and his friend I'm just...
Hey, it's been a long time since I've beefed with anyone. I gotta...
Yeah, but it's Troy to Troy.
I know that.
But he's so sweet because of all of the honey.
I'm not going to remember it next week. That's
true.
Well, that's also fair.
Oh, I'll remember it for you, Salsa.
Who are you?
Oh.
Fuck off.
What are you doing in my house?
If...
This is not your beautiful house.
If at any point I ever got so angry at somebody, I would absolutely go straight to the sword and not the drowning. Because the sword... The drowning takes too long.
It really does. It takes a long ass time to drown. It takes a long time.
That's a lot of working with another person.
Whereas the stabbing, you're just like, boop, done.
All right. I actually really appreciated that, James. I shouldn't have. I'm a bad person.
Yeah.
But I did appreciate it.
We're bad people.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I think if it was me, it would be definitely be a sword. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Closing thoughts. Homophone.
Look, it doesn't affect your life. Those phones should be able to marry. Okay.
No, Joe's
homophone.
Joe's phrase.
Yeah.
Goddamn homophones. They all sound alike to me.
God. Damn it.
Fuck, that's good.
So good.
That's good. See?
One of my favorite things Joe has said.
We could have had ever. Joe on here instead of him, and it would have been so much better.
You know, I actually talked to Joe about that.
At least
that.
He'd have good food.
No, Joe asked me, he's like, why haven't you had me back on as a guest? And I'm like, I have my reasons.
Yeah, well, there's that.
And he's like, I just talk a lot. I'm like, I have my reasons.
Yeah. Look, if you want to swap me out, I'll stick around just for the food.
Mm.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, and you do, because that was the last one in our backlog.
Do it. Don't make me do it. Don't let Gray win.
Go to...
This is a beef now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
They have said they are going on, like, boycott, protest, whatever, until I have to do one.
Oh, shit.
It's I did have somebody ask if they could nominate somebody else to do one in my stead.
Oh.
And I was like, well, you can ask. You should put that request in a Fast Five.
Yes.
With your A or B choices.
Yeah. Yeah, you can absolutely make the request. Just let it be known, I'm lazy.
Mm-hmm. I have been lazy for, like, 9 months now. Are you kidding me? Like,
so anyway,
I'm really hoping for the full year.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, and you do, go to aonpodcast.com, click on the link that says submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form!
Use the form!
You have to click submit when you're done. You can't just fill out the form and then walk away. That doesn't work that
Mav.
Way.
Well, that's why we haven't heard from Mav.
He keeps filling it out. And then
no, he just keeps opening new tabs and
not
like,
clicking submit.
I believe
send
all
in
of
12
that.
Yeah. At once. Yeah.
Fucking.
Hey, if Mav wants to send in 12 fully completed forms at once,
I'm happy with that.
Cool.
Do that. Yes.
Yeah.
Does anybody have a shout out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then go ahead.
Shout out.
You always say yes and then just wait.
I know. What?
Shout out to the happy couples who were in weddings that we were all involved in.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Also, thanks to the photographers and everybody who made those weddings happen.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was also actually going to give a shout out for the wedding.
As was I.
Yeah.
Well,
to both of them. So I guess we're done.
All yay, right. Shout outs to all of the newlyweds.
Everybody got married, and it was adorable, and I
marriage.
Cried. All right.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any plugs?
I don't. I don't have a goddamn thing to plug right now.
Gasp. you all missed it at home, but bedlam occurred just now.
I suppose Jesus. I'm out at the Renaissance Festival at a fencing booth thing with James.
On Sunday, yeah.
On Sundays. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also Saturdays.
Also.
But only in the mornings, so if you want to catch me, mornings. Yeah. Same with James, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's all I've got.
Yeah, that's what
it's
I got.
So
right
weird.
Now.
It's so weird not having things.
Casimir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye, love you, bye-bye, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this episode. Thank you to everybody who bought t-shirts and voted for the best t-shirt so that Jenna could win.
I'm getting tacos. Getting tacos.
Thank you to Troy for sending in that very odd Fast Five. I genuinely haven't had that much fun with one in a while. It was really good. So, damn it, I can't stay mad at you.
Aww. Shut up, baby. I know it.
Thank you to everybody who's been listening to this podcast. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.